Today's part three, win the battle of the battles of the mind. Win the battles of the mind. Think right to standard. Stop the spirit of foolishness, which is part of the Manifest Glory series. In Think Right part one, we looked at the fact that foolishness is a spirit that influences the believer, but it rests upon the unbeliever. We looked at resisting the influence of the spirit of foolishness. We spoke about seven spirits that rested on Jesus, by which he operated, and the fact that he did not just dwell on the fact that he was the Son of God, but he actually operated in obedience, operating these spirits. And the fact that Satan also came attacking Jesus. And that's where we look at the fact that Satan always comes attacking our minds. He comes attacking our minds for us to doubt what God has said concerning our lives. That makes him happy. It's called the darts, the fiery darts of the enemy. The fiery darts of the enemy. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16, which we looked at in Think Right part 1, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. What are these fiery darts of the enemy? They are darts that he throws at your mind. He attacks your mind. Your mind is the field, is the battlefield, the spiritual battlefield where the enemy comes attacking, and you must win those battles on the battlefield of the mind. You must win, and you will win. Hallelujah. As I've always said, that we as believers come from the position, or we fight from the position of victory. The victory has been been won already. We are just to show up and to enforce that victory. Just two things: show up and enforce the victory. That was all we have to do. So when we are waging war, as Paul has clearly shown us from scripture, that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. We are just there to show up and wage war from the position of victory. And Christ Jesus shall take all the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your thoughts are spiritual. They are not natural. You don't see them. No one sees what's going on in your mind. Your thoughts are spiritual. Until you speak or you act, your thoughts remain in the spirit. Until you've said them, they have not yet manifested. Likewise, everything God has said concerning you, promises in his word, they've been documented.
That is why you have to speak them out. The fact that they've been documented doesn't mean that it has manifested in your life. You must declare them. You have to speak them out for it to be made manifest, to come into reality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Your belief in there is spiritual. It's a decision that you have taken in your mind. But then now you come confessing what you have believed. But before you confess, that spiritual position, that decision that you make in your mind is very important. That is for you to suggest to you, or for you to know that your thoughts are very, very important as a child of God. You are not permitted to just harbor any thoughts in your mind. Because see, those who have committed suicide, unfortunately, don't think that it just happened. It started in their mind before they went to that bridge and jumped off into the river. It started in their mind. You must win, or you must take charge of the battle in the mind. Say after me, I must take charge.
Take charge.
Hallelujah. I must take charge. I must take charge. If you can believe unto salvation, it means you can believe to win any battle. I'll say it again. If you can believe the word of God unto salvation, it means that you can believe the same mind, you can believe into victory concerning everything that God has said concerning your life. And I keep using this phrase, concerning everything that God has said concerning your life. It means that there are promises documented about your life in the word of God, which you must identify and declare concerning your life. But you must first accept it in your mind. You must accept it in your mind. In Mark chapter 11, verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And note the key phrase here. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I have said that scripture explains scripture. So when he just said, oh, if anybody can say to this mountain, be thou moved, oh, it shall happen. No, it is error. Scripture, there is a key in there that you must first not doubt. You must first not doubt. If you keep doubting in your mind, oh, when shall I? When shall I? How am I going to get married? How am I going to succeed in this business? How am I going to how am I going to make it in ministry? Age. Then it's not on your mouth, but you are saying it in your mind. You are saying it in your mind. How can you expect otherwise physically? See after me, I must win the battle in my mind.
Win the battle in my mind.
See after me, I must talk back in my mind.
I must talk back in my mind.
When a voice comes at you in your mind, don't keep quiet. Say, I must talk back. You need to declare back to that mind that, hey, shut up. This is what I believed. It means that whatever you claim that you have believed, keep reciting it in your mind before it comes to your mouth. This when we are dealing with the mind. You cannot talk right and discover, disconnect their thinking wrong. If you think wrong and you talk right, there's a disconnect. The enemy will come and he will even be asking you questions. Look at what you are saying. Look at what you are thinking. Answer the enemy in your mind. Speak back to him in your mind. Finish him in your mind. Don't allow. If you allow the hedge to be broken, the serpent will bite you. So don't allow. Don't leave space, room in your mind. You have to fortify your mind. Take that key word from me today. You must fortify your mind. It means that you strengthen the walls of your mind. How do you strengthen the walls of your mind? By the word of God. And you keep declaring it to yourself in your mind. If he shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things shall come to pass, those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Your thoughts have the power to change the outcome. So be careful how you think, and be careful what you feed your mind with. Your mind is being weakened by what you are looking at. Stop watching that. Your mind, I'll say it again, your mind is being weakened. It's either being weakened or it's being strengthened by what you are watching, what you are feeding your mind with. If you keep listening to bad news, you start speaking bad news and your life will start going bad. If you keep listening to good news, you feed your mind with good news, what will happen to you? Good things will happen to you. Hallelujah. They say, oh, Pastor, well, then what about those people who are experiencing bad things, please? Do you want to be part of them? So do you have to always be listening to that? No. So focus. God, you need to protect this place of your mind, this battlefield. You need to fortify your mind. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. How do you fix this issue? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and you know that Jesus is truth. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. But the key word there is that Jesus is the truth. So it means that whatever Jesus has said, mind you, he is the word. So whatever Jesus has said, it is not a fact. It is the truth. There's a difference between fact and truth. Fact means that we've seen that, oh, this is what has been happening. So CNN said that your head is big. YouTube said that your head is big. BBC said that your head is big. Your mother said that your head is big. So you come, Pastor, please, my head is big. You see, you have confessed the fact. That's what they said. Is Jesus saying that? Jesus, what Jesus says is the truth. Jesus says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Wow. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Jesus says that you are his workmanship to show forth his praises. Wow. It means that you are his best. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that you are the apple of his eye. Ish. So you need to fortify your mind with truth. I need to fortify my mind with truth.
I need to fortify my mind with truth.
One more time.
I need to fortify my mind with truth.
You can touch your head as you say this. One more time. I need to fortify my mind with truth again. I need to fortify my mind with truth again. I need to fortify my mind with truth again. I need to fortify my mind with truth. And say, I need to fortify my heart with truth.
My heart with truth.
You know, a lady admires has proposed to her. She can spend about 6 hours in the night just going over this ish. Just go. You see, it is gradually moving from her head. Now it's going to the heart. And now you see issues and discussions. It's like a whole talk show going on. Our ladies. You see, so by morning you realize that a decision has been taken from the law court of their hearts based on all the discussions that have gone within the night. You can see that's how come sometimes in the evening the person was crying, but in the morning she's smiling, because something has gone. A whole court case has taken place. The issues of the heart. So Paul here says that whatsoever things are true, spend time discussing truth in your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say after me, whatsoever things are true.
Whatsoever things are true.
Such shall my mind discuss.
Such shall my mind discuss.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
whatsoever
Jesus.
Things are honest.
Whatsoever.
And you can touch your head as we make these declarations. Whatsoever things are honest.
Whatsoever things are honest.
Such do I accept in my mind.
Such do I accept in
whatsoever
mind.
Things are just.
Whatsoever things
such
are
do I accept in my mind.
Such do I accept in
whatsoever
mind.
Things are pure.
Whatsoever things are
such
pure.
Do I think on.
Such do I think on.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatsoever things are lovely.
Whatsoever things are lovely.
Such do I think about.
Such do I think about.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
whatsoever things are of good report.
Whatsoever things are of good
report. These are the things I believe in.
These are the things
in the name of Jesus.
In the name
I believe in good reports. I reject any bad report.
I
believe in what the Lord has said. I reject anything that the Lord has not said. In the mighty name of Jesus. I fortify my mind in the blood of Christ Jesus.
Fortify my mind in the blood of Christ Jesus.
Lift up your voice and begin to declare in your own words these declarations that we've made in the mighty name of Jesus. According to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, fortify your minds. Now, we fortify our minds with Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 in the mighty name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Makaba, Lord, we cannot do it by our own strength, but we can do it by the power of the Spirit. We fortify our minds right now. Every bad report goes out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Only good reports are left. Only good reports are filtered into our minds in the mighty name of Jesus. And whatsoever things that are of good, whatsoever things are lovely, these are the things, Lord, that which you've said concerning us, your promises concerning us. These are the things, Lord, that, Lord, build up our mind. Every bad thing, every negative thing, every bad report, leave our minds now. You have no place in our minds now. You have no place in our minds now. No attack of the enemy is permitted to come into our minds in the name of Jesus. No fiery death of the enemy shall penetrate our minds in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, these are the things we permit in our minds. These are the things we permit in our minds. Any contrary thing, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Today we've learned that our thoughts are spiritual. So we speak to you. Any contrary thoughts, out of our minds now. You have no place in our minds now. In the mighty name of Jesus, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Today is your last day. Rababo sebedebeya kabaraba ya shabaraba. I've read in books people who used to be part of the cult, and they will keep hearing voices, voices. I've read Rebecca Brown's "He Came to Set the Captives Free." I've read in different books. Voices. Today, give your life to Christ Jesus, and it all comes to an end.
Amen.
Someone said that she used to hear a sound, a ringing sound, constantly in her ear. I read it in a book. She said the day she gave her life to Christ, it was the first time she experienced silence. Silence. That ringing sound stopped all of a sudden. Jesus came for captives, every captive to be set free. Nobody is permitted to be under bondage. Amen. Under the rulership of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Today, surrender your life to Jesus. Say after me, Lord Jesus, today I surrender my life to you. I cannot save myself. I cannot help myself. I cry out unto you, Jesus, Son of the living God. Save me. Save me. Save me. I thank you for the sacrifice you made for me, dying on the cross and rising up again. I give you all the praise. Today be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever, and grant me the power to live a life that is pleasing to you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Let your glory fall. We are thirsty, Lord. Hear us as we gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. Also, join us on Sunday for 1 hour personal and corporate worship at 6 p.m. Join us and let's worship the Lord into the week. God bless you for joining us.
I wish you the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining us one more time. We'll meet on Sunday at 6 p.m. prompt. Shalom.
Thank you, Jesus, for bearing all that we should have gone on the cross. We're grateful.
You died and rose again in my place. You died and rose again in my place. You died. You died and rose. sing it with me, yeah. Yes, you did.